Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're watching NDTV. In 1977, when the country was going through one of its toughest phases as a democracy, they say one of the first signs that announced that the horrible emergency had ended was when Kishore Kumar's songs were played on the All India Radio. Art and Indian cinema have largely reflected an evolving Indian society, but with its trials and struggles, but also its fight to be truly free. Two fresh developments today show how testing times for creative freedom are not over. In the middle of a massive controversy surrounding Netflix web series IC814, The Kandahar Hijack, sources in the government have told NDTV that it is taking the matter very seriously. They've added that nobody has the right to play with the sentiments of people of this country. In fact, Netflix India's content chief, Monica Shergill, has also been summoned by the centre. That meeting is going to take place tomorrow. Now, hundreds of social media users have accused creators of this web series of deliberately changing the names of the hijackers to Bhola and Shankar, and also of being sympathetic to terrorists. Meanwhile, actor and MP, BJP MP Kangana Ranaut, has also faced a major setback after her much-talked-about film Emergency, based on Indira Gandhi, was postponed after not being able to secure a clearance from the Censor Board of Film Certification. The film was supposed to be released on the 6th of September. Many Sikh groups have raised serious questions about the content of the movie. The MP herself has voiced her strong criticism of OTT platforms, accusing them of promoting content that is violent, explicit and politically biased while stifling nationalist voices. That's what she said today. So is politics driving the creativity in this country? Will such moves also lead to self-censorship amongst movie makers who might want to now stay away from making films on stories that are important to be told? Can cinema have the right to offend? Should there be checks, and why? Also joining us now is Nupur Mehta, who's an actor. We have Dr. Aruna Mukim, who's a former member of the CBFC. We have Advaita Kala, who's a columnist and also a screenwriter. We have Professor Debraj Mukherjee, who is a professor at the Ramjas College. We have Mayank Shekhar, who's a film critique. Thank you, all of you, for joining me on this show. Starting with you, Mayank, filmmakers around the world have often made extraordinary attempts to keep cinema alive, you know, but new layers of censorship keep coming up in the name of law and order. We've seen from Bandit Queen to Urta Punjab to Hey Ram to even Vishwarupam. How, I mean, we often talk about bans being a threat to the health of democracy. And we also say that, you know, if you don't like it, just move on. But it's not really easy, right? So how do you see this present controversy of Kangana Ranaut fighting to get her movie cleared? And on the other hand, a movie facing a lot of social media noise over the way it projected some of its content.
Well, in the case of Emergency, here is a sitting member of parliament making a film on the emergency and saying that emergency has been imposed in her film, right? As we saw in the report right before this, she's really sorry for the state of how things are in this country. That's her saying it, and she's literally a sitting member of parliament, right? In the case of the IC 814, here is a segment of social media to start with, although they've been summoned by the government as well, who have an objection to the fact that five terrorists inside IC814 back in 1999 use ISIS, and it's a known fact. It can be fact checked at any point in time. The series itself is based on a book by the captain who was flying that particular plane, Devi Sharan. And were they not calling each other as well, Chief, Doctor, Burger, Bola, and Shankar? Yes, absolutely, they were. Is it not known in the series that these people have links with the ISI and therefore Pakistan? Of course it is known. Are these not jihadi terrorists as they're shown to be in the series itself? Yes, they are. So I think what's begun to happen is that now with any piece of content, you're thinking, what is it that they will make an issue out of a non-issue from? Hmm. And when I watched the series, I saw nothing in it. And now suddenly there is something in it, right? With Emergency, of course, we've not seen the film yet. So it would be unfair to comment exactly what the issue is. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure the people who raised issues here as well have not seen the film too. So, I mean, to make a point where you've not even seen a movie is one thing. To make a point when none exists, when you've seen something, is another. So in between all of this, I think what happens is far more than censorship. It's already self-censorship that already exists to a point that has never existed before. And it just makes it harder and harder for people to do anything at all in that sense.
Right. Advaita Kala, as a creative person and also as a writer, tell us, how are filmmakers under a lot of pressure now? Because, you have to tell the truth. You have to also tell the story in a way that you understand it, but you also have to take care that you're not offending a large section of people. Isn't that a lot of pressure? And also, do you also feel that OTTs have far more advantage now because there's maybe, fewer restrictions? But I do believe that a lot of content on OTT has also become very sanitized now compared to what we used to see earlier. How do you feel this pressure on filmmakers? Does that also lead to self-censorship? And with regard to this present controversy of both Kangana Ranaut and IC
814? Yes, absolutely. I think it's huge. We live in the time of cancel culture. Let's not only look at it from the political lens, but for example, a film like Gandhi, which was made in the 80s, and Ben Kingsley played Mahatma Gandhi today, he would be accused of appropriating. And why is an Indian not playing Gandhi, right? So this is the era that we live in. And some of these cancellations are celebrated, and then the others are turned off as being regressive. Now, you can't have it both ways, right? When you're talking about something as sensitive as a political issue, be it the emergency or be it the hijacking of IC 814, you have to be very careful about who your heroes and who your victims are. You cannot play fast and furious with that. You cannot use creative freedom with that. And I think this is where it gets problematic when you have people reacting to certain aspects of the way the series, for example, has been represented. You have someone like a Veer Sanghvi, who's not even a pro-government kind of person, really objecting to the fact that the ISI was given a clean chit. Now, these are all thinking people. Mm. Nobody is. So there's another disservice being done that, it's a bunch of trolls on social media, using it as a ruse to kind of diminish the problem people have with the film. And this is where OTT and cinema are different in our country. Remember, in cinema, there is a censor board. Films go through censors. Kangana Ranaut, being a BJP MP, yes, she's annoyed right now, rightly so from her perspective, but she is going through the process. She is going in for the cuts. She is resisting the ones that she doesn't want to make. That's the process. Right. And there are some checks and balances. With OTT, there is no check and balance. It's the wild, wild west. Right. You can do anything you want, and OTTs have signed up to that to say that, yes, we would like to self-regulate. Fair enough. I mean, I'm a supporter of free speech. Right. Please do self-regulate. But if you renege on that, and if the audience responds to that, because that is really the only check that exists for OTT platforms, then you can't complain about it.
Okay. Professor Mukherjee, that's a very interesting point. On one hand, we expect our filmmakers to also be mindful, especially when they present historical realities. What kind of, consequences do you see social media boycott calls? What kind of result can this lead into, specifically for budding filmmakers? Because, if you look at a movie like Kerala Story, there were also these allegations that it is grossly exaggerated. A section did believe that, it calls for a movie like this. Similarly, with Emergency, there are Sikh groups protesting, saying that it projects Sikhs in bad light. In IC 814, there are people who have serious trouble with the fact that some of the content was sort of misrepresentational. How does one deal with this variety of complaints? Because, a lot of this is subjective. Professor Mukherjee?
Is this addressed to me?
Yes, sir.
I went off audio for a bit, so I heard your question, but I didn't know it was addressed to me.
Yes, sir.
So I was not paying specific. See, my problem is very specific. The history of censorship is long. You can go back hundreds of years. There is a certain context to censorship. It didn't begin in India. Censorship happened in England during Queen Elizabeth's time. Shakespeare's plays, other plays were also censored for various reasons. It's an old thing. My problem is that why is art and artistic productions the site for such protests? Everybody, it seems, in this country has the right to give offense, except artists and the art they produce. In India, somehow, we have the license to be offended, but we don't have the license to tell the truth as we see it. Art is essentially the product of multiple perspectives. You can't impose one view on an artist or a writer or a director of a movie or a teleseries. There are multiple perspectives. And if I, unfortunately, I have watched IC 814. I just watched it a day before and I just completed watching the series. In my opinion, it's a very balanced series.
Okay.
Nowhere are the terrorists exonerated or the hand of the ISI sort of elided over. What probably is troublesome is that it shows that the government did not act with alacrity as it should have. The layers and wheels of bureaucracy prevented the aircraft from being stormed in Amritsar, which would have prevented it from going to Kandahar.
Right.
And therefore, perhaps it is a little embarrassing to replay the inefficiency of the government at the time. But it's the truth as told by the director. In my opinion, there is nothing very offensive in it.
Okay.
And coming to Kangana Ranaut's emergency, by not allowing the movie to be screened, you're also taking away my right to not want to watch the movie. Suppose I don't want to watch the movie. You're taking away my right by not allowing it to be screened.
Okay.
So that I don't exercise my right not to watch it.
Hmm.
I mean, she has, I think, complete artistic freedom to portray the emergency as she deems fit.
Hmm.
If it does give offense to certain people, I think in a mature Republican democracy, we have to be mature enough to take offense.
Okay.
Well, accept the fact that somebody wants to give. The liberty to take offense in a democracy should never override the freedom to give it.
Absolutely. Mind, before I let
think there
you
should
go,
be a balance between giving and accepting offense.
Absolutely. Mind, do you feel that the process of certification in some ways has become stricter now? And also, is the pressure of religious groups increasing, social religious groups also, because we have a we have an omnipresent social media now? And how does, you know, when the government or when the center calls somebody from Netflix, how does that action reflect on, you know, on the country and then the governance of the society?
Well, I just want to first get on to what Advaita said in terms of back in the day when Gandhi released, actually people did have an issue with the fact that a person of foreign religion or a Britisher is playing Gandhi. There wasn't a social media of the same level that exists now. They had the producers had to release a statement about his Indian origins as Krishna Bhanji and the fact that he had certain roots to do with India in order to, you know, sort of answer the critics at the time. But now with every single handle and everyone forming groups, and those are the people who will define what others can watch is obviously to levels that has never happened before, and that is purely as a result of the existence of social media. To what extent are governments going to, you know, take them seriously on a daily basis is another matter altogether. But the fact is, every single time it can't be this, and you know what, let people judge and let people criticize, let them write you know, reviews, let them trash what they don't like, and I think it should stop there pretty much.
Advaita, would you like to respond?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think I was speaking in reference to cancel culture. There was no cancel culture at that point of time as well. So censorship is not only the preserve of institutions or the government, is the point that I'm making. It is also the preserve of certain ideological positions that believe, you know, you can cancel people if they're not the right gender or if they're not the right color, even in the field of acting. So that was the point that was being made.
Okay, let me get in Nupur Mehta, who's an actor. As an actor, ma'am, how do you feel about CBFC delaying a release of a movie just because there are political sensitivities involved and also the calls on social media for a boycott? What is it that an actor goes through, you know, when something like this happens?
You know, it's very disheartening when a movie is condemned and into a controversy. People think that it's a medium of publicity. No, it's really not that. When a movie is made, many people are involved, right from the junior sector to the high sector. There are about 5 lakh people involved in the post-production and the crew and the direction crew, everything. Okay, so movie is not only about hero and heroine, it's a lot more. So firstly, movie should never be condemned, taking in mind so many people involved in the entire project. Secondly, the IC 814, I saw it was highly gripping, no doubt, but I think the names that were used in it, as for the hijackers, are highly condemnable. because names of our Hindu gods are being used. And, you know, it hurts the sentiments of use of Sanatanis throughout the world. So I think we should also keep human emotions in the bracket, and in a highly tumultuous way, we should condemn this kind of theories being used on an entertainment business.
Okay.
Now, when I say this, my point of view is that entertainment is for everybody's entertainment, not to hurt anybody's theories. Okay. There's so many religions throughout the world. We don't want to hurt any religion for that matter. Right? Mm-hmm. So, if there is a certain name in reality, you can cheat and you can avoid the copyrights and you can keep somebody else's name, but not on the names of gods.
Okay, okay.
So, yeah, that's exactly what I would like to say.
Okay, you know, coming to a very interesting point that you made about what actors go through, Girish Vankade, who also looks at movies and taxes, how much do bans and boycott calls, you know, hurt big films or production houses, sir? Because films have been threatened with bans despite getting cleared by CBFC. In fact, is it truth that bigger films actually have more of a problem because they are vulnerable to more of these attacks? There's more money riding on them. Is that an aspect that worries the big production houses?
Exactly. It worries bigger production houses. Like if it is a Bhansali film and Bhansali has seen it where there were a lot of protests. So at that time, if the lot of money, if the huge amount is at stake, then most of the time the filmmakers take the back seat. They apologize, they cut the controversial elements also. But if in some of the instances when it's a controversy for a small budget film, it pays to them. People get excited, people get intrigued to know what this film is all about. So in that virtue, films like The Kerala Story and other films, they do great business. So it's always the audiences who decide on watching only the trailer. They don't have any idea about the film. But if they see something deceptive, if they see...
Business created, there's films created, there's right. web series created, but yeah. not at the cost of people's sentiments.
Okay. I'll ask Advaita to respond to that, but let me ask Aruna Mukim this question, for she's been waiting patiently for a long time. Thank you, ma'am. How independent is the CBFC, ma'am? Because, you know, there's a lot of talk about how independent is CBFC. In fact, you know, as ministry reporters, we were often asked not to call it a censor board. They used to insist on all of us saying Central Board for Film Certification. But political sensitivities often weigh on the body. We've seen what happened with Vishwarupam or Hey Ram, for that matter, and we are witnessing what's happening with Emergency. How independent is the body, ma'am?
This for me?
I must say, censor board is 100% independent, of course. And main aapko ek cheez batana chahungi, censor board mein jo members aate hain, wo hamare desh ke jitne bhi alag alag areas se choose kiya jata hai censor board members. Aur wo isliye choose kiya jata hai ki koi ek movie release hoti hai, to use pura mass dekhta hai. Pura country dekh rahi hoti hai. Aur country ke alag alag हिस्सों से लोगों का आना जरूरी होता है और वो ही डिसाइड करते हैं कि क्या देखना चाहिए या क्या नहीं. और जहां तक कंगना रनौत की मूवी का सवाल है, तो जहां पर हमें सिनेमाटोग्राफी एक्ट के तहत हम ये सब करते हैं, जितने भी सेंसर बोर्ड में जो कट्स होते हैं या लगाए जाते हैं, वो हमें बोला जाता है और हमें हमारी ये रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी होती है कि कहीं किसी की सेंटिमेंट्स हर्ट ना हो. रिलीजियसली, पॉलिटिकली, सोशली, कहीं पे भी कोई सेंटिमेंट्स हर्ट नहीं होने चाहिए. जहाँ हर्ट होते हैं वहाँ पर दंगे होने की, वो इससे पहले भी हमने देखा है कि मूवी एक रिलीज हुई थी सनी देओल की और उसके बाद दंगे भड़के थे और उसमें लोगों की जाने गई थी. तो उसके लिए कहीं ना कहीं फिर सेंसर बोर्ड के ऊपर रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी आती है कि आपको ये देखना है कहीं कि आज का दौर अगर आप देखें तो ज्यादातर इस टाइम मुल्क में हिंदू मुस्लिम को थोड़ा सा अलग नजरिए से देखा जा रहा है, भाईचारा कम होता जा रहा है. अब अगर उस दौरान में अगर ये सारी चीजें आएंगी तो कहीं ना कहीं मुश्किलें बढ़ने वाली हैं.
Okay.
कंगना रनौत जी अपने एस्पेक्ट से जो दिखाना चाह रही हैं वो उनके लिए ठीक है. क्रिएटिविटी एक हद तक ठीक है, लेकिन क्रिएटिविटी के साथ रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी भी आती है. 18 साल की उम्र में गवर्नमेंट किसी भी इंसान को गाड़ी चलाने का लाइसेंस दे देती है, ड्राइविंग लाइसेंस दे देती है, लेकिन उसको ये राइट नहीं होता है कि वो रेड लाइट क्रॉस करके कहीं पे भी एक्सीडेंट कर दे. एग्जैक्टली सेम गोज विद द फिल्म क्रिएटर्स. जब ये कहते हैं कि हमें क्रिएटिविटी के लिए आप हमारी क्रिएटिविटी पे हमला कर रहे हैं, तो कोई सेंसर बोर्ड का कोई मेंबर, किसी की कोई मंशा नहीं होती है कि आपकी क्रिएटिविटी पर हमला करें. हमारा सिर्फ मकसद सिर्फ इतना ही होता है कि ये जब मास पे दिखाई जाएगी, जब ये देश में लोग अलग अलग तबके के लोग देखेंगे, तो सब पे क्या असर पड़ने वाला है. उस असर को देखते हुए ये डिसीशंस लिए जाते हैं. और जहां तक आप ये वेब सीरीज हाईजैकिंग वेब सीरीज की बात है, वहां पर जब ये नाम लेते हैं तो ये नाम एक्चुअली उन्होंने लोगों ने रखे हुए थे. उनके लिए ये बर्गर, डॉक्टर, भोला शंकर, ये नाम उन्होंने अपने रखे हुए थे. बट जब आप क्रिएटिविटी करते हैं ना, तो आपको ये देखना चाहिए कि इस देश में हिंदुओं की संख्या भी बहुत ज्यादा है जो ये सोच लेंगे या उनके ऊपर ये असर पड़ेगा कि हमारे गॉड के नाम है भोला और शंकर, और कहीं ना कहीं उनके ऊपर ये, तो वो क्रिएटिविटी का यूज करके इसको चेंज भी कर सकते थे.
Okay.
पर अपनी क्रिएटिविटी उनको दिखानी है, तो कहीं ना कहीं
थोड़ा
सा तो जागरूक उनको भी होना चाहिए, रिस्पॉन्सिबल होना चाहिए.
Once again, let me ask this to Advaita. Advaita, as a writer,
today with this entire that, notion of,
you know,
you
ICH feel that, you know, there needs to be excessive importance on ensuring that nobody's sensibilities are sort of hurt, because, you know, this is really subjective. Like, and how can we actually aim to create progressive, engaging content if we just focus on appeasing everybody?
Absolutely. The ultimate aim is really to move towards a system wherein there is certification and not censor. So if there is certification and it identifies certain issues that may cause offense, be it nudity, be it communal tones, I mean, that is the ideal scenario we should move towards. But unfortunately, let's be realistic. You know, I mean, you opened with the fact that Kishore Kumar's songs were not played during emergency. Mm-hmm. You know, that was your opening. That's the kind of things that this country has seen. Even if a film is released after the necessary censor clearances and cuts, tomorrow there could be protests at a film hall. And we've seen this. And the theater is destroyed by a section of people who don't want to view the movie. So this is a highly emotive issue in our country, whether we like it or we don't like it, whether it intellectually suits us or doesn't suit us. The reality is that these incidents have happened and continue to happen.
Right.
Now, in this scenario, then it becomes incumbent on everybody, the practitioners of art, as well as those viewing art, to exercise a little responsibility. And that goes a long way in ensuring that amity between people is not lost.
Right.
People are not offended or hurt.
Okay.
And moving forward in that spirit, unfortunately, a lot of times there is propaganda that comes out in the form of film or series or what have you. And that makes the viewer even more suspicious.
Okay.
So in the be it changing caste dynamics, which is what happened with Anubhav Sinha's previous film also, wherein because of, I think, what I was reading online, there were some political considerations where the caste that did perform those atrocities was also the caste that was in a leadership position. So, you know, the caste was changed, although it was allegedly based on a true story.
Mm.
Now, if you're going to play fast and furious with those kind of critical details, people are going to watch your work a lot more carefully and try and read between the lines.
Okay. Nupur Mehta, you wanted to say something. See, I wanted to ask an artist this, you know, a question which basically aligns with what Advaita has also been saying. See, if there is a lot of emphasis on creating content that appeases everybody, which is not really, you know, completely in line with what you see the truth as, there's also, you know, a setback that the process of creativity faces, right? Because the focus is completely on getting content which
right.
is completely, you know, which is quickly cleared by the CBFC, which is not something that is objected to by any group. Then where does creativity go? How can we become a nation with the best movies, movies that are thought-provoking? Nupur.
Truth is not something that aligns with you or with me. Truth is truth, point blank, end of the story. in the movie Emergency, what she's shown, we've not seen Emergency, it's not released, we have not seen, but from the trailers and the clips, what we understand is that whatever she's shown is the truth, okay? Whoever gives her warning signs or whatever, probably the movie is not going to be at a stop end. We will release, probably not now or later, as and when. Now, the point here is that people need to know the truth. What happened in the 1980s or 100 years back or 200 years back or, you know, like in the Maharaja movie also. There were so many controversies that it should not be released. But the point is that people should be aware of what really happened in this world or in our country. With the matter of IC-814, I am very, you know, the names are changed. And why keep names of Hindu gods? Keep any other names. Tell me something, Vasundhara. If their names were Shakir or Muhammad, were their names to be changed as Ibrahim or Ali?
That's a very interesting point, Professor Mukherjee. You know, there's one thing that I would like to take off from what Advaita is saying.
Can I say something?
No, let me just ask you this question first. The way forward is certification, not censorship, sir. How do you see this happening in this country? Because most of these reports, Benegal committee report or Mudgal committee report, everything is in the cold storage. So where do we move towards certification because everything is on censorship?
Correct. But before I answer your question, let me just say something to Nupur Mehta, Ms. Nupur Mehta. You remember Ashutosh Rana playing that chilling serial killer? What was his name? Lajja Shankar.
Oh.
There are so many villains in Hindi movies who are given, these are names that are so common in India, that every offense, suppose a newspaper reports a heinous crime, which has been committed.
No, sir, one second, sir. So what you're saying is absolutely right, but that's fictional. This is a biopic. So this is a true story.
Correct.
Inspired from true events.
In the actual story, as narrated by the captain of the aircraft, who's the real hero in that aircraft, in that series, if you've noticed it carefully, it's
Captain
his version,
Sharon.
And that's the truth, that Captain Sharon is the person who himself mentions that these are the names that the hijackers gave themselves to disguise. Of course, but we all know who they actually are. We all know their affiliations. This is,
Let him respond.
Excuse me. Listen.
Professor Mukherjee, please speak.
As hijackers.
All I'm saying is a little while back, it was mentioned that there should be some regard for authenticity. If the filmmakers have
condemning act or
have narrated the story as it was, there can be an argument that they could have avoided reference to Bhola and Shankar. Doctor, chief, etc. is generic, so that's okay. That's an argument you can make. But to make it into the core of your argument against 814, I think is it's a position you can take, but you can't clamp it down their throat saying, hey, you shouldn't have given the names as they were used during the hijack. You should have changed them just to... But the larger point, ma'am, and apropos your question about censorship and our position on censorship, I feel that to pander to sectarianism and sectarian concerns, and in India, our biggest problem is that we take positions based on very narrow sectarian affiliations. I think the nation is larger than that. Our genius is larger than that. Our larger ideals are larger than what one section or one small group thinks. And to always dumb down or kind of find the lowest common denominator in taking positions on broad issues like censorship, freedom of press, freedom of artistic expression, then every person who has a grouse, who has an argument, who feels offense, should not be given disproportionate say in stopping the process of artistic expression. Of course, artists need... See, in England, it's very clear. Okay. You can say what you want, but if it's hate speech, if it leads to violence, it is hate speech.
Okay.
There cannot be any room for hate speech. There cannot be any denigration of other communities, etc., that lead to violence. But short of that, you should be free to say what you want to say. Okay. If others want to take offense, they should also be free to take offense.
Okay, closing remarks.
But
the last
one person's right to stop another person should be no more than the other person's right to say what they
want to say.
Say
something, yeah. Would you
so
want
I
to just
you know, stir the pot listen, a little bit, Vasudha, because they did change a name, but they changed in the name of a politician.
Right.
So, you know, this is the way it works, right? I said this earlier as well.
That's
we're so
true.
Sensitive about
That's
politicians,
true.
You know, their caste and their names and their image. And we see this repeatedly. Filmmakers are willing to kowtow to politicians.
Right.
Unfortunately, they don't extend those same sensibilities to the viewer.
Right. I think that is... Just a minute left. Nupur, would you like to respond?
Yes, I would like to respond for so many things. Because I think, you know, people are talking about England and other parts of the world. Let's talk about India right now.
Okay.
A fanatic or somebody, but I'm a believer of a religion. Okay? So, anybody talking my God's name in a conspiracy that never even occurred with the names that are taken, I would not like it because
okay.
that is condemnable. That is like conspiracy theory. And I don't want that to be promoted elsewhere or throughout the world. So I would like this series to be stopped. However, I am never against...
Okay, point made. Thank you so much, all of you, for joining me on this show. The Indian film industry persistently being in the eye of a boycott or a ban storm, fresh barriers to content generation, clearly a threat to existing space of public discourse, which might not be really good for the industry. But of course, this is a nuanced issue with multiple aspects to it, like our panelists pointed out. That's all we have for you in this show. Time for a short break. More news and updates on the other side.